Truth in Media Moment brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-12.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
You're tuned in to the American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso. I'm coming to you live from North Dakota. Happy Easter to everybody out there. I'm really looking forward to a wonderful Easter supper with Grandma and Grandpa tomorrow. And part of the heritage we'll be celebrating is Norwegian. I was going down a list of patriot parties that are forging a path ahead of us here in America. There may be some more urgency in Europe that may explain part of that. If we get time in this hour, I'll talk about the demographic situation in Europe is a little more pressing, literally, with the density of the population in Europe. Europeans don't have anywhere to go. If they are flooded with alien immigrants, there's nowhere to retreat. There's nowhere for white flight to flee to. And I may be able to share some of those numbers with you in a bit here. I'll give you one right now. Here in America, our population density is 34 people per square kilometer. And to translate that into square miles, multiply it by about 2.5. So there are 34 of us for every square kilometer. Translate that to about 80 of us for every square mile. Well, contrast that with England, which is more than 10 times as densely packed, with 419 people per square kilometer. Nowhere to go for white flight in England. The Netherlands, almost as crowded as England, 393 people per square kilometer. And that's England, strictly speaking, there, that density I described. If you add Scotland in, and Northern Ireland, the United Kingdom has a density of 256 people per square kilometer, which is about the same as Germany at 233 people per square kilometer, not quite 10 times as dense as America. Italy, 192 people per square kilometer, about 6 times as dense as America. France, relatively speaking, in Europe, is a paradise of open space at 111 Frenchmen per square kilometer, about 4 times as densely packed as America. Hungary, we're talking about Jobbik's success in Hungary, has a density of 108 people per square kilometer, but all of Europe is much more densely packed, other than Russia, than America. and Ukraine. Ukraine is also, Ukraine is twice as densely packed as the U.S. The only exception in Europe is Russia, which is, what is the density of Russia? It's even less than ours. Surprisingly, eight Russians per square kilometer. So truly an area of space. And Norway, interestingly, only half as densely packed as America, but you know, Norway is very mountainous, not much habitable space there in Norway. 16 Norwegians per square kilometer. So let's go to that Norwegian party. And that is the, find my place here, that is the Progress Party. And let's see here, we, where did I lose my place here on the Progress Party? Well, I'll come back to it. My eye is simply not catching it on my pages here. Where did Norway go? Ah, here we are. We're back to the Progress Party, which is the which is the Framstegspartiet in Norway with over 16% of the vote, 500,000 votes in a nation of only 5 million people. Let's find another one. There's some smaller parties here in Lithuania and Latvia. Then the National Front in France, which in 2012 got 13.6% of the vote, 3.5 million votes. In Denmark, here's a new one. This is the most well-informed audience on radio about the European nationalist parties. The Danish People's Party, founded in 1995. In Danish, it's the Dansk Folk Party. The Dansk Folk Party in 2011 got over 12% of the vote, almost 500,000 votes in a nation of... How many folks? I'll find that for you. I'll have that before the end of the show. But, you know, a small population there in Denmark. Going down our list of parties. The Netherlands, we have the Party voor de Vrijheid. Gained over 10% of the vote in 2012, almost 1 million votes in a nation of 16 million people. Anti-immigration is their number one issue, and they won 3 seats in the European Parliament out of 26 in the Netherlands. A little party in Luxembourg, a little party in Ireland, then a big party in Belgium, the Flemish Interest, Vlaams Belang, got 8% of the vote in 2013, 500,000 votes in a nation of 11 million people. And they are also a party dead set against the invasion of their country by non-Flemings. Here's another party we've never discussed on this show, ATTAC in Bulgaria. And I don't know the Bulgarian for that. I'll look it up for you. But they got 250,000 votes in 2013, in a nation of only 7.6 million people. Here, I'll give you the Bulgarian. The Bulgarian here, which I will mangle. Let's see if I can find it for you here. ATTAC in Bulgarian is said this way. Ataka. Well, I'll bet you I'm not too far off there. Ataka is how the Bulgarians say attack. Founded in 2005. And the party is considered ultra-nationalist and racist. Of course, all these parties are tarred with that brush, especially anti-Semitic, anti-Roma, as well as, here's another term of endearment that we gained from the controlled press, xenophobic. We're all xenophobes, especially anti-Muslim and anti-Turkish. Boy, gee, couldn't possibly mention that they're pro-Bulgarian, could they? Let's take a break, and we'll come back with more of these fantastic European parties.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Welcome back. You're tuned into the American Freedom Party Report. And I might be of some use to mention here for some folks, some of us, some of you who tuned in. You might remember a party of 2 years ago called the American Third Position. Well, that is us. So in case anybody was wondering, what happened to that American Third Position? Well, we renamed ourselves. You know, in the board meetings, there was a consensus that the term third position is a little bit too arcane, hard to explain to people what that means. it kind of communicated well that we're a third choice from the Tweedledum, Tweedledee of the Republican and Democrat parties, third party, third choice. That was kind of clear. But freedom was a more expressive word to express our credo, so we renamed ourselves the American Freedom Party. And we are the exact same party with the exact same board of directors and members and platform as we were as the American Third Position. We were just talking about ataka, which I'm now proud to say I can say a word in Bulgarian. Attack is ataka. And looking at the history of this party, I was doing that during the break, I join you, the audience here, in educating myself as to the history of our cousins in Europe. The attack party is oriented towards nationalism. I'm reading their Wikipedia article. And they had quite a lot of success. They held a rally. Now, Bulgaria is a nation of only, let me look at my notes here, of only 7.6 million people. Metropolitan Los Angeles is bigger than that, as is New York. They had a rally in which their founder, Sidorov, he called for a meeting in Sofia, the capital. 30,000 people came to hear speeches by him and other members of the party. And they railed in their speeches. The attack speaks against NATO, against the European Union, against admission of Turkey into the European Union. There's tremendous anti-Turkish sentiment in Bulgaria, which has an awful history in relation to the Ottoman Empire, terrible history of crimes against European people by the Ottoman Empire. And but there's a success story there that you don't hear about anywhere else. We're just about nowhere else, but we're paying attention to these European parties. Let's continue down our survey. By the way, if you want to call into the show, we're taking calls. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And all of us, European men and women, we all have extraordinary roots nowhere else but in Europe. That's where our subspecies originated and came from. Whether we've gone to Australia or Argentina or Canada or America, we originated in our motherland of Europe. And all of us, everyone listening to this show, you have roots, extraordinary ancestral roots in Europe. I encourage you to take an interest in studying your own ancestry. It is a wonderful surprise that awaits you as to how glorious your ancestry is and how connected you are. You're going to be amazed. You may have modest expectations as to, you know, your roots. Forget about those. You're going to find that along the lines of Frank Salter's research, a friend of Kevin McDonald's, an historian who wrote a book on genetic interests. And he talks about the fact that we're all very closely related cousins, and you're going to find that you're related to an amazing family tree of extraordinary achieving people in your family background. We were at Ataka, the Bulgarian. Now, I don't have any Bulgarian roots that I know of, but I have a lot of roots in some of the parties that we talked about here in Norway and Sweden and the Netherlands, in Normandy and France, in England and Scotland, in Flanders, in Germany, in Denmark. So I now know of branches of my family in all of those places, and those branches filled with extraordinary people. Now, you'll find, by the way, that the people you find in your family tree are generally kind of extraordinary people, because as you get farther and farther back, hundreds and hundreds of years, the people who about whom records have been kept are usually pretty extraordinary people. So, yes, we all have just salt of the earth people in our background, but there's not much. Records don't go back that far on such folks. Here's the next party in the survey. Golden Dawn in Greece got 500,000 votes in a nation of 12 million in 2012, and they are dead set against the invasion of Greece by alien peoples, including the Turks, and they are dead set against the admission of Turkey into the European Union, which America has taken a nefarious role in pushing forward the interests of Turkey in all those matters, bringing Turkey into NATO, and then long ago, and now pushing for Turkey to be admitted to the EU, which is, of course, that would be a catastrophic on the immigration front, because the way the European Union is set up, it's important to mention this point. The EU destroys national boundaries, so that under the rules of the EU, if you are in the EU, if you're a citizen of the EU anywhere, you can go anywhere in the EU. You can live anywhere and work anywhere in the EU, which means a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. It means any border across which aliens are coming, let's say Turkey, if Turkey were admitted to the EU, Turkey now becomes which is a huge nation of, I think, over 80 million people. It's as big as Germany in population. Turkey, which would become just an open sieve of people from Africa and Asia and the Middle East, would then be the stepping-off point for massive further invasions of Europe. Golden Dawn in Greece. Here's another big success. I don't know how Golden Dawn is said in Greek. That's worth looking up. How do you say Golden Dawn in Greek? Well, I'll tell you. You'll be the only audience that knows. Golden Dawn in Greek, that great ancestral language of our people. It is. Well, let's see. I hope there's a... I think it would be said Laikos Syndesmos. Laikos Syndesmos. Or Chrissy Avgi. Chrissy Avgi. I'm sure I messed that up. I never took Greek. The Sweden Democrats, I know how to say that one in Swedish, that's Sverige Demokraterna. I need to look that one up. The Sweden Democrats, Sverige Demokraterna. I've actually had the honor of bringing some Sverige Demokraterna speakers to the United States for Patriot rallies. We'll talk about Sverige Demokraterna here in a second, because they are one of the anti-immigrant success stories of nationalist parties. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again. If enough Americans act to regain their freedom, the alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is James Kelso, and you're listening to the second hour of the American Freedom Party Report. And what I hope you'll gain out of today's show, I hope it's been educational for you and continues to inform you, you're going to be getting information about your European cousins that has not been available in the American press, has been, I believe, suppressed, because the politically correct forces that are in power and that we are going to overthrow are very threatened by us and by these political parties that have arisen as an organic expression of our nature. Fortunately, the parties are organizing amongst themselves, as George was hoping is happening. It is happening. But the arising of these parties, it really just comes out of the facts of life and the desire of people to survive and to live and to create their own nation and maintain their own family and their own identity. So there was an inevitability to all that's happening, and this is cause for great optimism for all of us. It means if any of us falter, the torch will be picked up by others because of this natural urge of normal people to survive and overcoming their whatever fear people have inflicted by on them by political correctness. Let's look at the Sweden Democrats, Sverige Demokraterna. They've chosen as their colors the blue and yellow of the Swedish flag. They've chosen as their symbol an anemone, a blue and yellow anemone flower, just a nice friendly symbol. Let's look at the kind of success that they have and imagine, transfer it over to the American scene. Out of 12,000 some municipal elected positions, they have garnered 612. Imagine that. Now, Sweden is a nation of 11 million people. Multiply that success by, 9.5 million people in Sweden. So multiply their numbers by more than 30 and imagine that we had that kind of success here with our American Freedom Party. Multiply 612 municipal, like city councilmen or county commissioners, multiply that by 30, and you're looking at 18,000 such elected, 18,000 AFP elected officials. And in their parliament, they have 20 seats in a parliament of 349. That would translate in America to, it's less than 10%, but in our 435 member House of Representatives, that would translate to about 30 members, 30 congressmen. They have not yet elected anyone to the European Parliament. Now, look for that to change May 22nd through 26th. Watch for the Sweden Democrats, Sverige Demokraterna, to win with their policies. Here they are listed in Wikipedia. What are their policies? Anti-immigration. Anti-immigration. Not reduced, anti-immigration. Euroscepticism, meaning get us out of this transnational beast, right-wing populism, and Swedish nationalism. And then look at the, they take the same hits that we take. The Sweden Democrats, or Sverige Demokraterna, is a nationalistic, social conservative political party in Sweden that was founded in 1988. Since 2005, its party chairman is Jimmy Åkesson, while Björn Söder is the party secretary and parliamentary group leader. The Sweden Democrats reached 12,000 members, I'm rounding off, in 2013. Skip a little bit here. In the 2010 general election, the Sweden Democrats for the first time crossed the 4% threshold necessary for parliamentary representation. This increase in popularity has been compared by international media to other similar anti-immigration movements in Europe. The party polled 6% of the vote and won 20 parliamentary seats. And then they go into the usual blather here of besmirching the party, saying that the Sweden Democrats were founded in 1988 as a successor to the Sweden Party, which had been founded in 1986 by the merger of the racist organization Bevara Sverige Svensk, which translates to Keep Sweden Swedish, which is, by the way, the motto of Sverige Demokraterna. Isn't that nice? Keep Sweden Swedish. I love that. The merger of that and a faction of the xenophobic, there's that magic word again, who wants to be a xenophobe? Well, if you're a patriot, you're a xenophobe and populist progress party. The party did sponsor the music of a nationalist Viking rock band, Ultima Thule, and various party leaders, etc., etc. So that's Sverige Demokraterna. George is still on the line, I think. Maybe. George, are you there? See if George comes in.
I'm here, James.
Hey, George. I don't know how complete your own personal survey of the European political parties is, but You know, you just don't see it anywhere. Even in our Patriot Press, nobody has done a complete survey. And you know, maybe, you know, it falls on me to complete this research and write such a survey article. But it's, you know, it's really, I'm just really enjoying seeing the, you know, the various successes that our cousins, literally speaking, in Europe have had, like Sveria Demokraterna. I'm about to go to one right now, the Slovak National Party in Slovakia, which is formed with the breakup of Czechoslovakia. They were founded in 1989. They got 5% of the vote in 2012, 116,000 votes in a nation of only 5 million people. And and, you know, and they're described, you know, Wikipedia describes them as ultra-nationalist, bad, extremist, bad, and, you know, anti-immigrant, bad. Their nearby neighbors, the Croatian Party of Rights, got 3% of the vote in 2011, 72,000 votes in a nation of only 4 million people. This is Professor Tom Sunak's home nation. The British National Party in the United Kingdom, headed by Nick Griffin, who's a personal friend, got 2% of the vote in 2010, got over 500,000 votes in a nation of 62 million. And you know, Nick is right now a member of the European Parliament, so he has had a chance to demonstrate the power of that position. He's accomplished a number of really good things as a European Parliament member. One of them being, I actually had him in a phone conference with the board of directors of the American Freedom Party. I had Nick Griffin in as a guest and had a chance to thank him for an extraordinary thing that he did. He traveled to Syria as a member of the European Parliament and crafted, he was an instrumental key person in crafting an agreement in Syria that that stopped the British government from joining Obama and the Americans in an attack on Syria. And it's considered, many people consider this a key moment where the failure to get the British endorsement of an American attack against the Syrian government actually prevented a major war. And Nick Griffin was the key guy in crafting that. He personally went to Damascus and participated in producing a document that defanged the effort to launch a war in London. Anyway, you know, now the BNP has had its troubles. You know, every one of our Patriot parties has had some bumps in the road. There is now also another Patriot Party in Britain, UKIP, the United Kingdom Independence Party, which has been more successful than the BNP lately. But both are great parties. And the we're coming up on a break. George, if you'll hang on, we'll be back right after these messages.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Yes, there is a growing feeling of hysteria in Europe and America. And is that Sting that was singing there? I actually got to meet him once, personally. At a movie premiere, but she got to sit next to him. There's a growing feeling of hysteria that European man is waking up to the fact that we have been uniquely targeted for invasion, for dispossession, a term that Wilmot Robertson coined back in 1972 when he wrote this extraordinary book, The Dispossessed Majority by Wilmot Robertson. I highly recommend that book if you haven't gotten a copy. Recommend a website, which is InstaurationOnline.com, the website I set up, InstaurationOnline.com, where Wilmot Robertson's works in his great magazine that he distributed have been featured. Anyway, the website I'd like you to go to first is our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us, theamericanfreedomparty.us, where we are fighting that dispossession that Wilmot Robertson identified so many years before we created this party. He died in 2005, and I'm sure if he were alive today, he would be a big enthusiast of the American Freedom Party. Now, we've been conducting a survey of European Patriot political parties, and we're nearing the end of that. We talked about the British National Party and UKIP, two Patriot parties in England. And we've skipped a few really smaller parties, but the good news is that in every country, small or large, there are parties. We haven't mentioned Italy yet. There are two great parties in Italy. One is Forza Nuova, the new force. Roberto Fiore was one of the founders of that. And they've got 90,000 votes in 2013, not a very large showing. But they're a good patriot political party. And another, considerably bigger and more successful, is the Lega Nord. Lega Nord. Those are two great parties in Italy. There's a party in Portugal called the National Renovator Party. I used to know how to say that, somewhat say that in Portuguese. My version of it. Let's see if I can recall any of that. It's, I was given sort of a Spanish version, assuming that Spanish and Portuguese are similar. The Partido Nacional Renovador, the National Renovator Party, a Portuguese nationalist political party. And its motto is Nation and Labor. One of its objectives is the promotion of a Portuguese nationalist spirit. It believes that nationalism is putting the interests of the nation, and natio means birth, that is our birthright, above sectarian interests. And its agenda includes restricting immigration and initiating reverse migration, and to combat capitalism that binds thousands of Portuguese families to fight against job insecurity. Anyway, they had they've had small success compared to these other parties I've been. Oh, and they are Eurosceptics and third positionists. I talked about that third position term before. And they use that term, Portuguese nationalism, Euroscepticism, anti-immigration, and third position. They are a far-right party, according to the politically correct Wikipedia article. And rounding out our survey, there is great patriot activity going on in Poland, but I haven't been able to identify yet whether there's a large party in Poland. There's a small party that I'm going to attempt the Polish here, the SRP, the Samobron, I'm sure I'm mangling the Polish, the Samobrona Rzeczpospolitej Polskie, or Polskie. And I know that certainly means Polish, Polskie, and that party is one of the parties in Poland. But what's good happening in Poland, Tom Sunik talked about this, there have been rallies in Poland where thousands and thousands of people have shown up for a populist, nationalist rallies, have drawn big crowds in Poland. And Tom has spoken to some of those. So, good things going on in Poland, as the point of this whole show being all over Europe, There's one I didn't mention here, the Greater Romania Party, the Partidul Romania Mare, which got over 100,000 votes in 2012. And they are, and even with just 108,000 votes, they won 3 of 33 Romanian seats in the European Parliament. The Bulgarians I mentioned earlier, they won. They won 2. Ataka won 2 of 18 seats in the European Parliament. So this is the big thing coming looking forward. Something that thank you, Mitzi and George, for hanging on the phone there. The something that Mitzi's hoping for, I'm hoping for, all patriots are hoping for. On May 22nd through 26th, we will see further revolutionary developments in the nationalist upsurge in Europe. Pat Buchanan will be turning handsprings in response to these. Maybe he'll come out and endorse the American Freedom Party. But he certainly will be happy that, as he wrote, you know, it was predictable. It was predicted. And here are his words again. And he says in his recent column, "It has come to pass." Indeed, it has. I agree with Kevin MacDonald, our extraordinary guest last week, that the revolution is going to break out first in Europe. I believe that we are witnessing that right now. We are in the middle of just such a revolution. Our enemies don't want that to be acknowledged. They're doing the George Orwell, what George Orwell predicted. They're doing the memory hole. They're going to pretend it's not happening, try to get it into the memory hole, and maybe make this fact go away, make this revolution go away by not talking about it and by censoring it out of the press. But we're not going to let that happen. That's why we have our alternative media, such as this show. We're reaching thousands of people, and we're counting on you, thousands of people, to reach many more thousands of people, widen the circle of our information. Join the American Freedom Party to get on board this political bandwagon. This is what our European brothers and sisters are teaching us, is that we can accomplish a lot with politics. No need to be pessimistic about what we can do with politics. Many, many avenues are open in politics that are not open any other way. So thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, George and Mitzi, for your incisive questions and comments and for hanging on the line so assiduously. We'll be back again with you next week. We will continue this coverage of these upcoming European elections. There will be a lot to report every week as we enter this revolution of nationalism. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.
Financial uncertainty.